COVID cover-up. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. A new congressional report claims leaders in the meatpacking industry worked with politicians, including Trump administration officials, to slow health precautions at meatpacking plants at the height of the pandemic.
The House Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis claims at the urging of industry executives, Trump administration officials were not forceful with preventive measures in the plants. That preceded an executive order from former President Trump designating meatpacking facilities as critical infrastructure. The North American Meatpacking Institute, a trade group, said the report distorts the truth. Top processing corporations claim they did what they could to protect workers. The then USDA Secretary, Sonny Perdue, who now oversees the University of Georgia system, offered no comment. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
President Biden marking 1 million Americans lost to COVID-19.
Our heart goes out to all of those who are struggling, asking themselves, how do I go on without him? How do I go on without her? What will we do without him? It's grief shared by people across all of our nations.
The president, with a comment in an appeal to world leaders for a renewed commitment to battling the virus, flags lowered to half staff at the White House and other federal buildings through sunset Monday in honor of those lost. Lawmakers in Louisiana have updated abortion legislation that they're now considering, saying women who have abortions will not be subject to murder or other criminal charges, which had been on the original bill. The measure by Republican Danny McCormick is facing increasing opposition from traditional supporters of abortion rights. McCormick abruptly ended debate on it and returned it to the House calendar after the amendment was passed. The bill, though, appears unlikely to pass. America is listening to Fox News.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
The World Health Organization says the number of new COVID cases reported worldwide has continued to fall, except in the Americas and Africa. In its latest weekly assessment of the pandemic, it said about 3.5 million new cases and more than 25,000 deaths were reported globally. The price of gas hitting new highs.
Nationwide, gas prices continue climbing with a new record high, $4.41 per gallon. On average, according to AAA, for regular unleaded, and $5.55 per gallon for diesel.
I think our policies help, not hurt.
President Biden, in a speech in Illinois Wednesday, deflecting blame on high prices across all sectors, pointing instead to the pandemic and Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We ought to do the opposite of what the president has done.
As Republicans like Wyoming Senator John Barrasso slammed the Biden administration, which also Wednesday canceled new oil drilling in Alaska and along the Gulf Coast. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Mercedes-Benz is recalling more than 292,000 vehicles in the U.S. to fix a problem that could cause the brakes to fail or perform poorly. The recall covers certain ML, GL, and R-Class vehicles from the 2006 through 2012 model years. Mercedes says dealers will inspect the brake booster and replace it if needed. Scientists have published a photograph of the black hole phenomenon at the center of the galaxy.
A black hole at the center of the Milky Way, known as Sagittarius A, is still a mystery to scientists, but today they're able to present a true picture of the massive body, usually not appearing at all. A colorized image taken by the Event Horizon Telescope shows what looks like swirling light in the middle of darkness. Black holes are believed to exist at the center of every galaxy, often with such dense gravity that visible light can't escape it.
Fox's Evan Brown. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.